WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The city of Boston has just finished hosting a three-week Soviet-American festival called Making Music Together. Sarah Caldwell, who's director of the Boston Opera Company, organized the festival in collaboration with Soviet composer Rodion Chedrin. This week, classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a mobile fidelity compact disc of Chedrin's latest ballet score, The Lady with a Lapdog. The ballet had its American premiere at the Boston Festival.
The recent Soviet-American cultural exchange was a triumph of international cooperation. For Soviet musicians and dancers, it was a great opportunity to be seen and heard by American audiences. For Americans, it was a rare chance to hear what contemporary Soviet musicians are up to, and even to work with them. Most of the music-making was extraordinary. The music, however, suggested that many Soviet composers are years behind their Western contemporaries. One of the few works performed in the festival that is readily available on recordings in this country is a piece that typifies both some of the virtues and a lot of what's disappointing about recent Soviet music. This is The Lady with a Lapdog, the most recent ballet score composed by Rodion Chedrin, who was not only the festival's major musical organizer, but its featured composer. He was something of a firebrand in his younger days, but he's turned into a musician who writes too much too easily and has no distinct personality. The festival included two concerts devoted entirely to his music and his full-length opera, Dead Souls. The opening night concert included his half-hour-long self-portrait, one of the most self-indulgent pieces in the entire festival. Chedrin's wife is legendary Bolshoi prima ballerina Maya Plisetskaya, who is now 62 and still dancing. In Boston, she danced the leading roles to four of her husband's scores, three of which she choreographed herself. The Soviet Union doesn't seem to encourage humility. The Lady with a Lapdog is based on one of Chekhov's greatest short stories. It's about a bored, middle-aged philanderer who has a passing affair with a rather pathetic young married woman. Eventually, they discover to their dismay that they have fallen deeply in love. It's as much a story about irony as it is about love, an odd choice for a ballet. But Chedrin and Plisetskaya have turned Chekhov's tragicomedy into soap opera, a sweaty, un-Chekhovian melodrama that seems to be about a 62-year-old ballerina upstaging her faceless young partner. Parts of the score are undeniably pretty. Apparently, it's already a concert staple in the Soviet Union. But it's all familiar. The intense strings of the opening seem right out of Tchaikovsky by way of Stravinsky's Apollo, countless Shostakovich slow movements, and even such conservative American composers as Samuel Barber and William Schumann. Some tinkly, sugar plum fairy memory music creates a kind of Copeland-esque instant nostalgia. It's all gorgeously orchestrated, but 47 minutes of this is way too long, too repetitious, and like the choreography, lacking density of texture and characterful detail. At least two composers in the festival were more genuinely exciting, Alfred Schnittke and Sofia Gubaidulina. A couple of their early pieces are on another Mobile Fidelity CD. Most of the other composers could have used some of Chedrin's compositional skill. But everything I heard by Chedrin seemed at best skillful in the same way, glitzy yet academic, sentimental yet unfeeling. We've had too much of that here already.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a Mobile Fidelity CD of Rodion Chedrin's The Lady with a Lapdog. The recording was remastered from the original Melodia master tapes featuring Alexander Lazarev and the Bolshoi Theater Orchestra. You're listening to Fresh Air.